I suggest in terms of what we were doing last week with Rashi and the Tosfos with regard to Mamish and Tam, the definitions of Tam and Mamish, I just want to clarify one thing in terms of Rashi and I just want to clarify one thing in terms of Rashi. Maybe we'll come back to it again, but just to set it straight now, and that is that by Rashi, when we said that he holds it has to be Be'en in order to be Chayav, right, you just have to understand one thing, and that is whenever it's Rov, it's considered Be'en too. Just don't want you to have that question. Okay, we don't mean Be'en that actually necessarily has the appearance of it. It means to say that it has the shame of the Dover. So that's either because it has its own physical identifiable pieces, or it is the rove of the mixture. Then it would just be considered the thing itself. Okay. All right, but I'm pleased with the definition, with the general approach of the definition. Okay. We'll come back to it. We'll come back to that Rashi idea in Rashi, and I mentioned it. I did mention it that the Ritva mentioned something along those lines with the tzir. I will. I hope we'll come back to that. I think I'm taking a good approach to the to going through the material. It's always hard to decide how to, you know, which sheet is to go through, when. But so let's take it up. So after we had the basic introduction to Tam and Mamish, So like I said, you know, the Rishonim are very busy working through the sugyas, because there are a lot of sugyas that there are a couple of sugyas that that relate to the psak of whether we hold Tam Kikers Deraisa Rabbanan, and this is one of the more this is one of the sugyas of here. It's a very complicated Gemara, but in the course of the Shakla Vitaria, the Gemara on Sadi Chesam Abay says. Gemara says, "Lo nitzrucha el latam ki ikar de bekodshim aser." Okay, so that's where all the Rishonim they're working on that line. Does that mean that it's only in kodshim and not in chulin? So the Rush goes through all the shittas here, and in the end he comes back to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, it's nice if you understand the basic sugyas. You see what they're referring to. We'll just try to point them out. But the main question is when Rabbi Yochanan says, you know, Taimu Mamosho, what is he referring to over there? And when he says Taimu Mamosho, what is he referring to over there? Okay, you'll see. Anyway, just a note of caution. The shitas that the Rush calls Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim are not always recorded in that same way. There's a little bit of a mix-up. Look at the Bach in the tour. He explains that the Beis Yosef calls really Rabbeinu Chaim Shita or Shita Rabbeinu Tam. So who actually is the author of these Shitas? Sometimes you'll see them referred to differently. Okay. But anyway, let's just get the idea straight. So now this is the first foray into what Tam Kikar would mean. Okay, so let's take Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, maybe we just back up 1 second. I know I didn't put this on the Marmakomas, but let's just back up 1 second. What if you didn't hold Tam Ki Iker is Usser? What if you hold the Tam Ki Iker is not Usser? Okay. What if you don't hold from Tam Ki Iker? So what does that mean? Okay. So
by default, you would be saying Mamasha?
So then you would say only, well, what would that mean if you hold Tam Kikar, if you don't hold from Tam Kikar? Does that mean Tam is just a nothing? Okay. Does that mean Tam is just a nothing? So it's interesting. It's interesting. Take a look at the Rashi over here on Sadi Ches on the Beis. Nifulin. Rashi says like this. Tzadi Ches on the Beis Nifulin. He says, L'tam kicker. No sein tam. Kimlon the osur bikodshim ki ikar mamosho shalisa. So we consider the tam by kodshim like the substance itself, like the mamish itself. Okay. Okay. L'tam kicker, the last Rashi on the top. Ulahai milsa kitani zehu. Okay, that's just the Gemara before. Because the Gemara says, Zehu heter, habba machal iser. Meaning only in Kudjim do you have tam kicker. Lemutei shar Kudjim, only by that case. Aval chulin, shapir garminon minei, lemeya vishishim. But by chulin, I told you, it's a very complicated shak of Tara. But he's saying, because the Gemara is trying to say, how do you know shishim or meya by chulin, the shiurim. So he says you can learn it out. Why? Daha kimlon behu me achare rabim lahatos de botli beruba. Because we hold from achare rabim lahatos that it should be botl berov. V'afina mehocha lahachmir de lo li votil ela bimeya v'shishim. V'rova leis leitab ki ikar b'chulin. So he's saying that normally we would say batal barov. So this Gemara is coming to teach you a chumrah. The Gemara says it has to be coming to teach you a chumrah. So the chumrah is you need shishim. Okay? And Rava does not hold from tam kikr by chulin. That's a din by kachim. He does not hold from tam kikr by chulin. But this is the part I want you to think to listen to. Kid mefarish v'ozil. Midoraisa biruba botil. Okay. Umid botil. Ela midrabbanon boinan shishim. Lachinamishmainan lay, le Rabbi Yochanan of Mesechas of Azor, Kol Shataimo Veloma Mosho, ain't looking love. Okay. So, yeah. So, what does Rashi mean over there? What does Rashi mean? Hold on. Yeah. So what Rashi seems to be saying over here is that what if you don't have the Xeris Akosov? What if you don't hold from the Xeris Akosov of Tom Kicker? What if you don't hold from the Xeris Akosov of Tom Kicker? So for what reason is everything mutter? Bittel Barov. Then you, without Tom Kicker, you just, everything would be Bittel Barov. So that means to say, even though you have just time over Loma Mosho in the pot, right, this is the point I want to make clear, even though you have time over Loma Mosho, you still need Bittel Barov, according to Rashi. Right? It's not just saying Tom is a zero. Right? You're still going to need a bittel barov, because if you just have rov of the tam, in other words, if you have, even though it's nimcha, but if it itself is rov, then it would be considered like just the thing itself. Okay? Then it would be just considered like the thing itself. Okay? So, when we're saying, huh? Yeah, so what do you mean rov tam? It means to say that it's not like Rashi's case. It's nimcha. It's not be'en. It's not be'en, so it's not considered mamish like he calls it. But that doesn't mean if the iser loses its shame, because it's not identifiable as a separate chefza. That doesn't mean it's a nothing. It means that if you had rove of that liquid, let's say you had the chalev case, so you melted the chalev into your greasin, but if it's rove chalev at the end of the day, then the whole thing has the shame chalev. You understand? All it means is that taimo means that it doesn't have its own shame purely from its form, because its form is lost. But if rove of this, so then it's melding, it's joining another substance. And there's going to be one shame on the whole substance. Whose shame is going to be nikras on the entire heftz of the substance? Whichever is the rove. You understand? So when you have rove of the tam, what Rashi refers to as the tam, meaning not a substance that's nikar ben, but if it itself is the rove, then you still have an idea then you'll still have an iser.
It's not rove of the mamish that's in there?
Has to be rove of the mamish. Yeah. In other words, the significance of tam or mamish is the shame. That's what the significance is according to Rashi. Well, if you have something that is identifiable as a piece, then just because it's with other pieces, it doesn't lose its identity. Right? When it's not identifiable as a piece, then its shame will only be extant if it is the rove of the substance. Then I'll say I have chelev. I can say I have chelev in two cases. Either because I have a piece of chelev that I can identify, or most of this mixture itself is chelev. Right. So now I have chelev in two ways. Either because the majority of the product itself is chelev, so then I call the whole thing chelev, and that's the identity. Or it has its own internal structure of being nikar as chelev. Okay. Okay. So let's go. But now let's take Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam holds. He's going to try to define. Rashi mainly defines the Tam kicker being mutter because that's how he holds. That's the difficulty. We've got to try to figure out the shitas. Yeah. Now, the point is like this. Now, when you have a mixture with two ingredients, we're not saying that the minority doesn't exist. It still exists. It still is in there. But there's only one shame on the whole mixture now. The shame is determined by the rove. So what do I call this? I call it by the rove. Now, just because I call it by the rove doesn't mean that I'm saying the other thing is gone. Doesn't mean the other thing is gone. So, I mean, it's a separate subject. I think we'll come up to it later. But, like, for instance, if I have the Isser is bottle barov and I add more Isser, now everything will be Isser again. We say, in this shiur, the shame of the Isser is not expressed. It's just the shame of the Isser is being lost to the shame of the rove. But that doesn't mean the substance is like it doesn't exist. But there's not enough substance for its shame to be expressed. If it changes, then the shame will be expressed. Right? But if you hold Tam Ke'ikr, then we'll have to see how that works. So that's saying that that's the non-Tam Ke'ikr Shita. So you need the shame. But according to Tosvos, he learns Tam Ke'ikr. So let's take a look at Rabbeinu Tam. So he says like this in the rush. He says, "Upirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Ke'ikr b'min b'sheinu mino d'oraisa." The kevan shenosan ha'iser tam beheter nehepach kulo lihios iser. Very strong words. Once, what does it mean? Tam is kicker. It means once the iser gave tam to the heter, the whole heter becomes like iser. So what does that mean? Vilokin olav bekizayis kilu havi kulo iser. So now it comes out, if I have, if the food is mainly heter, but there's a taste of iser in it, each kezias of that mixture you'll get malchus for. Because that's what Tam Ke'ikr means. That is what Tam Ke'ikr means. That what? That everything becomes like the Tom. If the Tom is Isser, it's all like Isser. So what's my shear of Kizayas? It's not the shear of the Tom. It's the shear of the Achila. So the whole food, every bite of the food. In other words, that's what's interesting, right? In other words, you don't eat a. It's not. You're not going to get. We're not saying that Tom is ke'ikr in the sense that what you're tasting is usher. In other words, Tom ke'ikr according to Tosos doesn't mean that the taste of the thing is usher. Okay, it means that the substance that has the taste of the thing becomes usher.
Because if it was just a taste of the thing, then...
Then where's your kezias? Right. Where's your kezias? I'm not eating a kezias of the isser. I can show you that there's only a very minuscule, there's a very minuscule amount of isser in here. Why am I getting kezias of... Why am I getting malchus on the kezias? I just ate a small fraction of the actual isser. So he says, no, but that's what Tom Kicker means. It means that the whole substance that has the Tom is Nepach Kulo Ke'isser. Listen. And now I'll get Malchus on each Kezias. Okay.
What's the Chiddush?
That's a huge Chiddush.
I thought that's, we always understood that that's how Tom works.
Oh, well, that's the Chiddush of Gzeiras HaKasuv. Maybe you were always thinking in terms of the Gzeiras HaKasuv. But the Chiddush of Gzeiras HaKasuv is, without the Gzeiras HaKasuv, you would say, maybe you would even say that Tom is Usser, right? Maybe. But you wouldn't say you get Malchus for eating a Kezias of Isser when I have 10 Kezias of Heter with one Kezias of Isser mixed into it. You wouldn't say each Kezias of the total, how is each Kezias of the total a Kezias of Isser? I only have, in terms of the ratio, one eleventh of Isser. So he says, no, that's exactly the Gzeiras HaKasuv. We have to think about it. But he's saying, that's exactly the Gzeiras HaKasuv. That whatever is holding the Tom of the Isser itself is treated like Isser. Right? And he says, V'afilu l'kula az li'an basar taima. This is true even l'kula. How? V'yotze b'isas ha'orez yidei chavaso kevan sheish bo tam. V'afilu ruba orez. So if I have on Pesach, for instance, matzah that's made out of rice, and it has the tam of the chitim, okay, then I'll be yotze with it for matzah. That's a whole sugya. I'll be yotze with it for matzah because there's the tam of the chitim. So I'll consider each kezias like a kezias of chitim. Like a kezias of matzah chitim. All right?
But that's not purely tam, is it? We also have, it's not like you remove the chitim.
Yeah, that's what he gets into a little bit, right? He says, V'alfinim lo mi mishras, o mi gili of the chavim. Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Tam, why is he looking at that?
Right.
But he's saying once you have the din of tam ke'ikr, because it has to be that it has the tam of the chitim. So once you have the tam of the chitim, the mamash that's in there is going to help you for the mamash itself. But it's not going to give you a shear of kezias in each kezias. That you have to say, because it's also affecting it with its tam, that element is what allows the whole thing to be considered chitim. V'alfin lo mimishras o migul of the kachavim. All right, that's the question of the source. That's the big. Those are the big questions in the Gemara. Where do you learn it from? V'ahid Rav Yochanan. So what does Rav Yochanan mean? Kol shataim ovelo mosho ein lo kan olav. That's a huge problem. You have to realize how the different sugyas are going to be difficult for each shita. So if you hold, there's a klal, we always hold like Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said something over there, that's definitely the psak. So what did Rav Yochanan say? He said, if you eat taimo velo mamosho, no malchus. And what did Rabbeinu Tam just say? That taimo velo mamosho is malchus. So how could Rabbeinu Tam argue on Rabbi Yochanan? He can't. So how does he interpret Rabbi Yochanan? He's got to really bend over backwards for this one. That Rabbi Yochanan is talking about min b'mino. You have to say that. That's what Rabbeinu Tam holds. You're gonna have to say. V'taymo marshal dekamer delokin haynu kisha iser be'enu makiro. So if the whole Rabbi Yochanan statement is all min b'mino, so then even taymo umam. So then even what does it even mean taymo marshal? But right, Tam just means it's the small platus of the thing. And the, doesn't mean you're actually tasting it, according to Rabbeinu Tam in this case, right? Just means the tam of the thing. And the mamish means the substance of the thing. But still, even in the mimbamino, the mamish is batel b'chad betray. So you'll have to say that whole case means where it's actually nicker. Okay. But anyway, that's just a detail. How they're going to work out, how he works out the problem. But basically he's saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't get malchus because it's a mimbamino. But ain't a chanami. If it was a min b'shein amino, and all you had was the tam of the iser, according to Rabbi Yochanan would agree, you get malchus in each bite. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to give a strange case like that? Okay, he tries to work that all out. All right? He's, Eloha kamash melon, da afilu hochi osa midrabanon, v'ayinu denoka, de min b'mino, b'taima, afagav, de lo yov taima, zebezeh. So the chiddush of, why did Rabbi Yochanan take the case of taimo v'lo mashal where you don't get malchus? Why did he take the strange case of a min b'mino? Why didn't he just teach us straight min b'shein amino get malchus on? That's a chiddush that's asur midrabanan. Fine. Now, that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The only thing you have to take away from Rabbeinu Tam Shita is when the tam is present in the heter, you'll get malchus for every kazayas. Okay? How does Rabbi Yochanan learn? What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? Taimo v'lo mashal ein lokan aser ve'ein lokan alav min b'mino. Rabbeinu Chaim zal pirish. And I said this shita that the Rush is calling Rabbeinu Chaim. This is typically referred to as Rabbeinu Tam. This next one, pirish da'iri shaper b'min b'shein amino. He says no. He doesn't like that answer to say that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a min b'mino. He says I'll teach you that Rabbi Yochanan himself is even a case of min b'shein amino. If it's min b'shein amino, Gil, it's a min b'shein amino, and the tam is present, and you hold tam ki'ikar doraisa, why don't you get malchus on each kezias? Right? So here's an ingenious answer. He says, Kavan. He says, taimo umamosho kori kishyesh kezias b'kedei achilas pras. What does it mean? All of the cases are cases of min b'shein amino. Okay? All the cases, Rabbi Yochanan's two cases are both min b'shein amino. So why is it that you only get malchus on the first one and not on the second one? So he says no, because Rabbi Yochanan refers to a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras as a taimo uma mosho. Okay, so Rabbeinu Chaim is modifying Rabbeinu Tam. He's saying like this. He's saying, and then we'll go through the reason, because the Rush gives a fantastic reason. But he's saying like this. He's saying, Tam ke'ikr means the Tam itself is Aser Midaraisa. Right? But when will you get Malchus for each Kezias that you consume? When will we consider every Kezias of the entire Tyroves like a Kezias of Isser? Only if what? No, only if what? If you have the mixture, that if within the mixture is the shear of a Kezias of Isser b'kedei achilas pras. If the mixture is of the ratio of a Kezias b'kedei achilas pras, then each Kezias you eat you get malchus for. That's taimo umamosho aser velokin alav. But if it's less than the kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, it's still aser because of tam ki'ikr, but he calls it, he says, I don't know if he says it here, I don't remember, but elsewhere they refer to it like a chatzi shir. It's like eating a chatzi shir viser.
How is that a shir mixture though? Because how long it takes you to eat.
Oh, so why does the kezayis b'kedei achilas pras have anything to do with tam ki'ikr? right?
It's a unit of time. No?
It's a unit of time. That's very nice, because I asked Bekdechilus Pras if you're going to tell me no Tom Kirker. And you just want to say, did I eat a Kazayas of the Isser? So I've ate the whole thing, Kazayas Bekdechilus Pras of Yichayev. But once we have Tom Kirker already, what do I need that ratio of Kazayas Bekdechilus Pras? It's like a foreign idea. Kazayas Bekdechilus Pras is when you're talking about eating the Isser Atzmo. Tom Kirker is saying you don't have to eat the Isser Atzmo, even the Tom is a problem. So why would Kazayas Bechilas Pras come in and modify Tom Kirker? Right? That's the question. So the Rush generously explains it. He's like this, listen. Kevan diyesh kol kach mina iser shebitoch achilas pras ochel kezayas nase kulo iser. That's not the generous part yet. Since there's so much of the Isser that within a shear of Achilas Pras you would eat a Kezias, it all becomes Isser. Now, lest you mistake what he's saying, he says it clearly. Va'ochel mimenu Kezias lokeh. On one Kezias of the whole mixture you get Malchus. Kidechazinon gabi isas orez. Depe Kezias mimenu yotzi dechavoso. Because when the Gemara says over there also is a Kezias because of Achilas Pras, and that doesn't mean you eat the whole Kedei Achilas Pras to be Yosei one Kezias of Matzah, then you really we think we have it hard, then you'd really be complaining. But he says the time of Eloma Masho. So why does the Rabbi Yochanan say time of Eloma Masho you don't get Malchus? Hainu hecha de leka kzayis b'gdechilis pras. V'af al pi shenosan hisser tam, but our whole concern is for tam. B'aheter, ain lokin alav. V'af al gav the time kicker yolfinan mikra, even though it's a real daraisa tam kicker, and there is the tam over here, I still won't get malchus. Why? Mistaver lomer. It just makes sense. Dilo hichmira Torah b'nesinas tam shel iser beheter lahofchol iser doesn't make sense. It makes sense to say that the Torah was not machmir with nesinas tam of iser in heter to turn all the heter into iser. Kishah heter kol kach yoser al iser. It's a long explanation. When the heter is so much bigger than the iser. Saying it doesn't make sense to say that the Torah was so machmir. You have to remember, Tom Kicker is a separate Xeris HaKosov. So it's a chumrah. Without Tom Kicker, you'd have to eat the Kezias of the Isser itself. So they're learning Tom Kicker is coming to be machmir on that, not to have to eat a Kezias B'Gdechilis Pras. Even one Kezias you'll be chayav. So he's saying, but it doesn't make sense. It's mistaver to say that the chumrah of turning all the heter into iser doesn't exist when there's so much heter against the iser that even if the iser was be'en, the ham sandwich again, even if the iser was totally be'en, I couldn't get malchus for eating it. Because there's so much heter. If there's so much heter that I couldn't get malchus for eating it, even if it was be'en, it doesn't make sense to say that when it's only a tam, it's going to turn all the heter into iser. Right? Now, as Rabbeinu Chaim is just saying, just factually speaking, he's saying you have to translate a situation with a tam, where the iser is nicker, into the Taravos. You've got to make a translation from when the Isser is Nicker into the situation where it's in the Taravos. So when it was Nicker, if I had just a sandwich with a slice of Kezias of Isser and the whole sandwich was greater than the Chilas Pras, so that sandwich you can't get Malchus on, because by the time you eat the Kezias, it's longer than a shear of a Chilas Pras already. So then if that whole thing went into a blender and became a liquid of Tam, then it'll be chayev, you'll be usher to eat it because the tam is nicker and all the heter. but you won't get malchus. Why? Because even if it were a sandwich, you wouldn't get malchus. But if the sandwich was small enough that you would get malchus on the whole, on the kezias, right? The whole sandwich is less than the shir achilas pras. Then if I liquefied that whole sandwich and turned it into a drink, what? I'll get kezias what? I'll get malchus for what? For each kezias. That's the trick. Why? Because he says Tom Kicker can work in two ways. It can either just be an Isser, like a Chatzi Shir, or it can turn all the Heter into Isser. But he says, but turning all the Heter into Isser is hard. That's already very stringent. To say all the Heter becomes Isser, that's very stringent. The Torah, it's not mistaver to say that the Torah was so machmir with Tom Kicker that even in a case where if it were all be'en in the sandwich, you wouldn't get malchus, that that's going to be enough Isser to turn all of that heter into Isser. He says, for that little Isser to turn all the heter into Isser, that's too much. When can the Isser turn all the heter into Isser? Okay. Only if it was the shiur, the ratio, that if it was all be'en, you'd get malchus on the Isser too. Meaning the sandwich was smaller than the pras. But if the sandwich was bigger than a pras, then even if you ate all the heter and Isser identifiably, piece by, you know, I can see each piece, I still wouldn't get malchus. So then he's saying the Tom Kicker in that situation is not strong enough to turn all of the heter into Isser. I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm just saying, just explaining his case. So now let's read it again. You'll see that's what he's saying. He says, Mistaver Lomar, Delo Hichmira Torah Benesinas Tam Shel Isser Beheter Lahofchol Isser. It doesn't make sense to say that the Torah is Machmir, that a Tam of Isser is going to turn all of the Heter into Isser. Kisha Heter Kolkach Yoser Ala Isser, in the situation where the Heter is so much greater than the Isser. It's so much greater than the Isser. She'im haya iser be'en v'nikr besocha heter, that even that the heter is so much bigger than the iser, that even if the iser was clearly there in the middle of the sandwich, below nesinas tam, forget about tam, I just see the iser sitting right there, it's not a question of tam, lo haya loka alav, I still wouldn't get malchus, because that's how much heter there is. How much heter? There's so much heter that even if I saw it staring me in the face, I would not get malchus by consuming this sandwich. That's how much heter there is. It's not mistaver in that case to say that that little bit of Isser, through its tam, is going to turn all the heter into Isser. When that little bit of Isser, as a be'en, I couldn't even get malchus on. And how much is that? That's Yosem Mikizayas B'Techilis Pras. So that's how he works it out. That when Rabbi Yochanan says Taimo Uma Mosho Chayev Elokin Alav, and Taimo Uma Mosho Oser Vein Lokin Alav, they're both min bimino, and they're both cases of liquefied the heter and the iser mixed together in a situation of tam. But when there's enough iser to be that you could have get malchus on it alone, you could have gotten malchus on it alone. It's less than the kezias. It's more than the kezias b'chilas pras. Then I'll get malchus for each kezias. Then the tam kicker kicks in to even make each kezias of heter aser. But when the iser is small, that even if it were nicker and be'en, I couldn't have gotten malchus on it with this heter together, because there's so much heter that I wouldn't have gotten malchus on this little iser eaten together with all the heter. Then that little Isser can't turn all the Heter into Isser. It's the little Isser that couldn't. But why is that Mistaver? What's the Svara? What is the Svara behind that?
Yeah.
What's the Svara behind that? It still is Tom Kicker. It still is Tom Kicker.
So it's Usher, but you don't get Mothers?
That's right. That's Rabbi Yochanan's statement, Taimo Veloma Masho, Usser V'ein Lokan Alav. Usser Midoraisa, and the Rashba calls it like a Chatzishir, he calls it. Usser Midoraisa, But not Malchus. Why? Because it's not enough Isser. The Tom is there, it's present, it isn't Oser, but it won't turn every bite of Heter into Isser too. Only when there's a shear of Kezias B'Kneichil's Pras will not only the Tom be Oser, but the Heter will become Oser. That's the question. Tom is always Oser, but when does the Heter become Oser? The Heter will only become Oser when there's enough Isser that you could have been Chayav on its own. If you couldn't have been chayav on the Isser alone, you won't be chayav on all the heter. If you could have been chayav on the Isser alone, then you will be chayav on all the heter. That's the formula. That's exactly right. Right, now as he's saying, right, like Joey's saying, he's right. He's saying it's not going to be more chamor than the achila itself. So the achila itself would have been an Isser chatzishir, so the tam will be like an Isser chatzishir. So what's the svar over here? Now, as he's learning that the Tom, what did you say the Tom is like the Isser?
Yeah,
it's equal to the Isser. The Tom is equal to the Isser. So why don't you just say that I have to eat a Kezias of the Tom? Because you can't really do an Achila on Tom, correct. So it means to say that the Achila of the Tom is like an Achila of the Isser. But how are you Ochel Tom? How do you eat Tom? Only via the substance that it's in. That's how you eat tam. There's no such thing as eating tam alone, unless you're sucking the juice out of the meat. But what he means to say that the whole idea of tam kicker is that the achila shel tam is like the achila shel ikker. But how are you mishayer? How do you define the achila of the tam? It goes by the heter that the tam is in. So I say, how much tam? There's no such thing as how much tam. That's not a question you can really ask. You can only ask, did I do an achilas kezayis shel tam iser? Yes, because this kezayis of heta that I had had the tam of iser. So in other words, I have to really translate. I need I can say tam is kicker, but in terms of shiurim. The shear is not a shear of substance of Isser anymore. It's a shear of the Achilas Tam. It's a different kind of a phenomenon. But that's the essence of Tam Kicker. That there's a whole Chiddush now, a whole new Chiddush, that there's an Achilas Tam. How do you do Achilas? How do you consider, what do you consider Achilas Tam? You don't count the minute particles of the Tam. You say that whatever is carrying the tam, that itself is the achila of the tam. The achila of the carrier of the tam is the achila of the tam. That's how you consume tam, via its basis. Okay? But then, as long as you have the tam, and as long as you're eating the heter, you eat a kezayis of the heter, should be chayav. That's the first shittah. Okay, maybe we can sharpen things up later, but that seems to be the basic approach. So yeah. Okay, but what is the sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim? What's the sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim? So he's not saying simply like the first sheet. He's not saying that there's a separate, independent idea of tam. And each kezayis is considered to be the achila of that tam. He's not learning that way, right? And that's the first sheet. The first sheet says tam kicker really means a new thing. Tam is its own substance. But the achilas tam has no meaning. It's the achilas of the heter with the tam is what's considered the achilas tam. But Rabbeinu Chaim is not learning that way. What's he learning? The chiddush of tam kicker. It seems like he's learning that you can do an achilas mamosho via achilas tamo. In other words, it's not that tam is its own independent thing now. It's not that the tam is like a new entity and we measure it via the heter that it's in. But he holds that tam ki'ikr means that really that it stems from the isser of mamosho, and the Xeris HaKosov is saying that not only is there an isser on the mamash of the davar, not only is there an isser achilas mamosho, but via The tom of the mamish is considered like you're eating the mamish too.
And it's an equal dessert.
Equal. But it's like a translation, like we were saying over here. It's like another way of eating mamasho. You understand? It's not a new inyan of tom. It's like an extension and a sub-secondary way of eating mamasho. So he says you have to see what the achilas mamish is over here. The achilas tam is like another way, is like a secondary way that we consider to be achilas mamish. Not only the mamish itself, but even taimo is mamasho. But therefore he says that the nature of the achilas tam cannot exceed what the nature of the achilas mamish would be in fact.
Isn't it exceeding it when it converts the whole entire thing to
tissue? No. That's a very good question. But the answer is no. Why not, though? It's not exceeding it. It is exceeding it, in fact, because that's the chiddush, right? If it wasn't exceeding it, there would be nothing new in Tom Kicker. But it's not, it's exceeding it, in fact, that's true. But I don't mean to say that. I mean to say in its nature, its quality will not be qualitatively different than the achilas mamish. Via the tam, the character of the achilas tam is the same character as the achilas mamish. So if the mamish shir was not capable of anything more than an achilas chatzi shir, then its tam also has the nature of an achilas chatzi shir. And if the mamish was capable of an achilas kezayis, then the tam also has the quality of an achilas kezayis. You understand? It's like a projection of the mamish via the tam. You can project the achilas mamish onto the whole substance that is within, but it will retain the quality of the achilas mamish. Whatever the achilas mamish was, that will now be enabled through achilas tam. But if the achilas mamish itself was an achilas chatzishir, then to call the achilas tam an achilas kezayis would be exceeding it in kind. It would be more than just translating it into the framework of tam. It would be tam per se. Rabbeinu tam hold, there's a new isser, there's an isser of tam per se. He's learning it's not an isser of tam per se. It's an isser of achilas dovar through achilas taimo, but it always is going to retain the quality of the achila of the mamish itself. The mamish cannot exceed in this tairovus an achilas of malchus. Then the tam will not have an achilas of malchus. Yeah, Johnny. Right. No. Okay. So Johnny's question is, why can't it be just the fact that without the gzeiras hakasov? Well, what would you say without the gzeiras hakasov then? See, that's the question. I mean, there is an underlying question over here, and that is, what's without the gzeiras hakasov according to the shita of Rabbeinu Tam? Right? What if I had a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, according to Rabbeinu Chaim, and we didn't have tam, we didn't have the gzeiras hakasov of tam kicker? Would it be usher to eat a kezayis of that? It would seem that according to Rabbeinu Chaim, it would be mutter, midraisa, right? So now Johnny's question is, so why can't we just, and even if it was a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, it would be mutter, right? Let's take that. That's really his question. His question really is, if you had a kezayis b'kedei achilas pras, and you had no tam k'ikr, would it be mutter to eat a kezayis of that mixture? So if you'll say it would be, so then why couldn't the tom kicker just kick it up to make it usser? Why does it ever have to make malchus, heter into isser? That's his question. It's a good question. I mean, he's learning that that's what Rabbi Yochanan is exactly saying, that it is malchus. Apparently they holding it's a real isser, it's a real lav. And there should be a situation of malchus in this love. It's not just, it's a love. There should be malchus. Why wouldn't you get malchus, they would say? It's a love. Once you're going to say that it's alive with Malkus, that's exactly what's driving them to think, how do you measure an Isser Tam? We know in order to get Malkus, you have to consume a Kezias. So how do you measure a consumption of a Kezias of Tam? So they're learning that that's impossible to really consume a Kezias
to measure the amount of time.
That wouldn't really be time. They're learning that it makes sense. It's mistaver to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is exactly the chiddush, that there is an isser of tam, and its achila alone is going to get you malchus. How do you say you get malchus for eating tam? It's just a small amount. That's exactly the gerasa kasuv. That achilas tam per se is also an achilas iser of malchus. How? Because I'll say each kezias of the achila of the tam is considered my achilas tam. In other words, you have to translate, that's what I'm trying to say, they're both translating the achilas tam into an achila of the, they both have to come up with an idea of how do you have an achilas kezias of tam. In one kezias of ochel, Rabbeinu Tam is saying that's exactly what it is. There's a new iser of tam, and its achila is considered the achila of the substance that's presenting it, the substance that is expressing it. Rabbeinu Chaim is saying it's not that far. It's just a separate gzeiras hakosov. Not that there's a new inyan of tam per se, that we could just completely look at divorced from any ideas of mamish, but it's a separate gzeiras hakosov that I can be considered eating the mamosho of the isser, even when I'm eating taimo of the isser. But it's going to be of the same kind of an achila as the mamish itself. If the achilas mamish is not roy for achilas shel malchus, then the achilas tam is not roy for achilas shel malchus. If the achilas mamish is roy in this tarovus is roy for achilas malchus, then the mamish has the quality of achilas malchus. But not that the tam itself is completely a new thing. It's a new derech achila of the old. Of the mamish, but it's not its own completely new substance of iser. Now, the question is, why does it make it all iser? That's the question. It's bothering me. See, this gets dangerously close to the other. To the other question of Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. This is not called Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser. This is called Tam Kirker. Because Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser means you have a half a piece of Isser and a half a piece of Heter and you eat them together. So if you go Heter Mitzdarif L'Isser, we say you get Malkus. Because you did an Achilas Kezias with the Isser. See, the idea of kezias is a little bit is a little misunderstood. The essence of kezias is because you need a maisa achila. That's really what you need kezias for. You need a maisa achila of the iser, not a te'ima of the iser, not a taste of the iser. So kezias is really, it's not a matter of consuming a certain amount of iser. That's the problem. The problem is doing a maisa achila to iser. And kezias is the definition of a maisa achila. Like I think I mentioned the other day, that you don't. If you put a kezias viser in your mouth and you eat it, I'm pretty sure this is the right halacha. Even if not everything goes down, you'll get malchus. Even though there's a little bit of viser still stuck in the roof of your mouth, you get malchus. Why? Because that's how you eat that's part. All you need is the kezias. It's not a matter of consuming the kezias. It's a matter of doing an achila. Doing a ma'isa achila to iser. If that's the way achila, so you say starting out with a shir kezias is how we define a ma'isa achila. If part of the ma'isa achila is some of it rubs off on your throat before it goes down, so you did a ma'isa achila to the iser. Even though I didn't consume, I consumed 99% of a kazayas. It's not a consumption issue. It's a maisa achila issue. So how do I do a maisa achila to tam? The maisa achila comes from what is giving the tam. You don't have to consume a kazayas of quote unquote tam. You need to do a maisa achila to an entity of tam, to the tam of the yisr. How do you do the maisa achila? The maisa achila is based on the heter element of it, but the tam is the part that's is the shame of the yisr. In other words, this shita of tam ki'ikr is not chaticha nasas nevela. He's not saying now that if this would fall into another tarovis, you need 60 times all the heter. That's not what Rabbeinu Tam holds. He's just saying in terms of the maisa achila, we view the heter as the maisa, as what the maisa achila, the heter is what gives it the maisa achila. The shear of the maisa achila comes from the heter, because we say that, that's not heter mitzarif lesser. We say that that is the entity of tam. What is an entity of tam? The substance that gives off the flavor. So this flavor can't exist flying around in the air. It only becomes a tam. It only is a tam in something. So that something, it all unifies. It's like we said, it's like the color of something. It becomes the tam defines the entity now. And now I say achila of the iser is through achila of the thing with its tam.